This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, enough speculation about Bill Belichick being a pedophile, although I think mostly confirmed by Ryan Buckley today.
I don't think that's how that went down.
Oh, man.
Enough about that. Here's another wild stretch your mind sports bender. How about that?
Yeah.
I saw that Andrew Luck. So Luck was taking snaps.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, you know, he's 35.
Right.
He was taking snaps because he's the GM at Stanford.
Right.
Now. And of course, you think of him as maybe older. He's been out of the lexicon for a while, but
yeah,
he's only
of his
35.
Absence from the game, he's, yeah.
35 isn't that old. That's younger than you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
5 years younger than me.
And he does have a year of eligibility left.
I thought that expires when you go pro. I'm sure it does.
This is not an exercise of, oh, what if this happens? This is an exercise in, what would that look like? If Andrew Luck is the starting quarterback at Stanford next season, would he be good? I think that'd be pretty good.
You know what I think it would kind of be like? Do you remember like the very final years of Peyton Manning where like his neck was all screwed up and he had zero arm strength and could barely grip a football, but he just still understood the game plan and the defenses so well that he could just go in there and put them in the right look and he could dump it off 5 or 7 yards.
You think it'd be like that? You don't think Luck
I don't know if he can uncork it still or not. I mean, he left because of pretty serious injury, right? Or was he just preventing?
What was his? I thought he was.
Was his a neck thing too, or was his concussions?
Looking it up. I'll give you the current Stanford quarterback or Andrew Luck. Next year,
probably Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
The thing is, he was so smart and so good and such a savant. That's what makes me think down the Peyton Manning road that, like, even if the kid who's supposed to start there has all the physical tools, he can probably put them in the better look, in the better situation, and distribute the ball to the right guy better than the guy who's there.
That's what I think, too. So 2017, he lost a season due to a shoulder injury. The next year was his last season. They started 1-5.
AI tells us that it was primarily due to the physical and mental toll of numerous injuries that he sustained throughout his career.
So he wanted to protect his body. He was like, I'm done. Enough.
I'm sick of putting myself through this.
I don't know. So this would be akin to, because I was looking up Ducks quarterbacks who would be about this age.
Yeah.
This would be akin to Darren Thomas.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe Jeremiah Masoli coming back now.
Yeah.
And playing for the Ducks. Although they weren't as good as Andrew Luck.
No.
But power rank the over 30 quarterbacks that you would want.
Oh, man.
That you'd take a, because he's up there. He might be number two. Of course, everyone's going to say Tom Brady. And I said over 30. Tom Brady's damn near 85 years old.
Yeah, what's Tom, 45
I think he's
now?
47.
47?
I'd still want him out there. He's only a couple years removed from playing. Dude, I'd still want him out there. Because he's taking care of himself.
Yeah, he's 47. He'll be 48 in August.
And I want him.
Yeah?
I'll give him to me.
You would take
college season next year, or this season, Tom Brady or Drew Locke?
Oh, Tom Brady.
Not even a debate.
I don't think so. If he can get him, if he's going out on the field, it's because he could get himself there.
Okay.
And like, yeah, I take him.
Bo Nix or Tom Brady? College season this year.
Oh, a college season?
Yes.
Bo Nix.
Well, that's what I asked Drew Lock, Tom Brady, college season. Because what I'm saying is,
I just think that Bo Nix is way better than Drew Lock.
No, I know. But in college,
yeah,
like Drew Lock was pretty good.
Sure.
Tom Brady.
Bo Nix was even better.
He was, but I'm saying if Drew Lock went back to college, he would have success right now. He's just much
sure.
younger than Tom Brady.
Right. But I would go Brady, then Nix, then Lock.
What about over 30 quarterbacks? So Brady won.
Okay.
That retired over 30 quarterbacks.
Okay.
That you would want. Tom Brady would be one. I think Andrew Luck is going to be number two. Is he not?
Probably.
So I'll give you, I mean, I'm trying to think of a quarterback in college who is no longer in college who could still sling it in college. Maybe like Bailey Zappi. He was pretty good in wherever he went.
Sure, yeah.
Bailey Zappi or Andrew Luck? College season starting this fall.
Oh. Zappy because he's had more recent reps.
Okay.
But it's
Sam Hartman or Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck.
See what I mean?
Andrew Luck could go start for Bill Belichick right now in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, I think he could. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think at Stanford, he'd be pretty good.
He'd be
right
he'd,
now.
He might be better than what they have. He probably is,
yes.
In fact.
And of course, now I'm not saying that this would happen. This is not what I'm saying.
Well, this happened occasionally. Do you remember this happened with Scott Frost a little bit in his coaching days, both at Nebraska and at Central Florida? He was such an option guru from his time at Nebraska that he would put the pads and helmet on, and when they were playing an option team, he would run the scout team and still play the option quarterback for the scout team, and he'd kick his defense's ass.
I love that. Somebody brought up Johnny Manziel.
Ooh.
Manziel? Well, okay.
Because he physically, he's a shell of what he used to be.
I just don't think he...
I don't think physically he could do it.
Well, he's getting up there, isn't he? I mean, how old is...
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, I don't think... He's a guy who has spent his days drinking and golfing. Like...
Yeah, so he's 32. Would he make your list of over 30 retireds that you'd want? Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, in college. I'm talking about...
No, I know. He was... We already know that he doesn't study. He's not going to be ready for that.
Yeah, we don't want him. You're right. Matt Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
That's
Matt,
a good one.
Matt Ryan could go carve up college right now, I think.
Yeah, I think he could too. But why? This is my point. Why do we think that Matt Ryan will carve up college and Andrew Luck wouldn't? Andrew Luck's 2 years younger.
Yeah, because Matt Ryan has done it against pros more recently. That's why.
Yeah, okay. Eli Manning?
Yep, I saw that name come up.
You want... I mean,
he's been retired in 2018, so he's 7 years out.
Listen, here's a good one. What if 39-year-old Ben Roethlisberger's fat ass was back
too?
That would be pretty good.
How fat is he?
I think he's real fat now. I mean, I don't know, but
I think I probably go with the kid you've got over Ben Roethlisberger.
Really?
The big bowl of gravy rolling around back there.
Yeah, he's big.
What about Peyton Manning?
Could
Peyton Manning carve up a college defense right now? He's not very mobile.
No,
doesn't have much arm strength.
Boy. How old's Peyton now? So he's 49. No, he's older than Brady. No. I'm out on him. And maybe some of that's just bias.
Peyton's 49.
Yeah. Well, I know. I just said that.
No.
Thank you for paying attention.
I'm doing my research.
Yeah.
Award-winning research.
He's older than Brady, and I think some of it is just how he looked when he retired. Well, it's an interesting exercise, and I want to see it done.
Well, how about a guy who doesn't have a job right now? Aaron Rodgers.
Badgie. Oh, yeah. See, now, well, okay, but I said retired quarterbacks.
I know.
Over 30.
But he might be retired. We don't know.
Cal signs Aaron Rodgers for one more season.
You know he's better than whatever they've got this year, right?
Gets a little NIL money.
Yeah.
Well, it'll never happen, but I got to tell
you. We can dream.
Yeah, I'd really like to see Andrew Luck play one more year of college.
And I'll sign up for that.
Perhaps at Kansas.
that I'm less enthusiastic about.
All right, in the news is coming up next. TriMet Barber goes to prison. We have a bunch of deads I got to tell you about. and are cashless businesses illegal? All coming up. Here's Buck.